with you in just a second, sir.
Hello?
Walt Ruther said he'd got Lezinski and Ryan. Do you count either one of them?
I count Ryan, yes. Lezinski, we've been counting right, question mark, and that's a damn good one to firm up.
He says he went through the church and he's got him.
Yeah.
I told him that I wanted to be positive for him to call you tonight and tell you. He said he's working on Bloomfield, too.
Well, that's damn good, too.
He's also going to call Reed and Lindsay and Pike with some New York liberals and bankers and people that he works with. He thinks that because this ought to be a good bill for New York, that, that maybe some of them help. I think he might have a chance to help a little with Lindsay.
Yeah, I would think so. Now, Lindsay, Halleck has given him the word that, you know, if he's off the reservation, that he can forget any future New York Republican activity and all that sort of thing. They're working him over hard. And he'd normally be firm on something like this, and he just isn't firm, so that's a damn good one. Now, Pike, I'm conducting the meeting here that I told you about, and I just stepped outside the door. And Pike, every damn check, and there have been about 10 of them on him in the last few days, he still comes back wrong.
Is he in the city?
No, he's out in the island.
Has he got a conservative district or liberal?
Well, he's got, it's a district that's a pretty strong Republican. It's not a liberal district. It's not the type of district you have in the city. And he feels that he's the kind of a guy that survives on his own, plays his own game, and the best part of his game is that he's a total independent and is not under the thumb of the administration. We've had difficulty with him for the last 4 years.
They told me today in Syracuse that they tried to get that Republican congressman, Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
And Newhouse has two papers there, and he said that he would sure work on it.
Well, that's damn good.
Needland or something like that's his name.
Yeah.
Needland.
Yeah.
From Syracuse, New York. Put that one down and we'll check right now. Could the newspapers help any, you reckon, with Pike, like the Journal American?
No, I'll tell you the one that that could help with Pike, in my view, is Newsday. What's her name? The woman that owns Newsday out there on the island. Damn it. Who owns Newsday out there? Yeah.
Have we got anybody that knows him?
No, I don't have anyone that... Oh, that's all right. Let me just dawn on me that... Dorothy Schiff.
No, she's at the New York Post.
No, Dorothy Schiff is New York Post. That's right. We're talking about Newsday on the island. Yeah, I'll have to check that. It was Alicia Patterson.
Maybe Ken can do something about it. He's up there.
All right. Let me... because it just dawned on me that Newsday might be an angle on him.
I talked to Flint, and he said that he didn't know whether he could do it or not. He'd sure look into it and let me know.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Mahon. He's still praying, but he wouldn't say no, but he didn't sound very good.
Yeah.
You don't count either one of them, do you?
Nope. No, we have both of them right, question mark. Therefore, they're not in the...
Any of these boys bring you any changes this afternoon?
No, they're right on it in here now.
Okay.
We're just going over it. Now report back to you.